You're listening to the Shared Security Show, exploring the trust you put in people and technology with your hosts, Tom Esten, Scott Wright, and Kevin Johnson. Welcome to episode 259 of the Shared Security Show, and joining me this week are my New Year co-hosts, Scott Wright and Kevin Johnson.
Is that like we're a resolution?
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm just asking. Like,
nobody wants that.
I know this wasn't the topic, but I'm going to throw it out anyways because you know I'm always on topic.
Of course.
Did either of you come up with any New Year's resolutions for this year?
I did.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did.
Can I ask, or is it too personal to share on a recording?
No, it's not personal at all.
Okay.
I'm planning on reading more books than I did last year.
Okay. Very nice.
That's a good one. Is Scott gone?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I just see your frozen video.
You are either really good at holding still.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, man, that looks Scott not even lifelike anymore.
I guess we're just frozen up here in the Great White North. So,
you know, there's a way to solve that.
Okay.
Move.
Yeah. There we go.
So what are your New Year's resolutions, Kevin? Do you have any?
No. It's not a New Year's resolution. I would like to not be fat anymore. Mm. I am trying to get better at what I eat and exercise and stuff like that. But that's been something I've been working on for a few months now.
Yeah.
I stopped doing New Year's resolutions because what I found is every single time I would make one, I would get anxious.
Yeah.
About failing it. And then would fail it. So
this is a common problem that many people have. Gym memberships is a great example, right? How many people go out and get gym memberships at the beginning of the year and then they never use them and then the cycle repeats, right?
I will tell you that I did. I did not get a gym membership, but what I subscribe to is an app called Supernatural. I think I've talked to
you. You were telling us about that, yeah.
And I like it. It's really, it's engaging. It's fun. I feel like I'm working out. When I'm done, I'm sweaty and tired and feel more fat than I thought I did. And but it has definitely hooked me. So Scott, do you have any? Other than actually holding as still as possible for as long as possible. That
I think I'm moving again.
He's moving. He's moving.
I'm moving again. I'll tell you later what I think it is. But last year I joined Weight Watchers and made some progress, then slipped a bit, but I'm going to keep doing it. So
That's great.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Good.
So I just realized that next month is my birthday. I didn't just realize next month is my birthday, but next month is my birthday and I will be 50.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going
to
be.
Okay. So we're going to have to do a 50.
Just a young pup.
Celebration episode.
Do anything.
Yes, we do.
I just realized I'm going to be half 100. That's ridiculous.
That's one way to look at it.
Sure. I mean, but it's an accurate way.
True.
Because you have topics.
we do have topics. So, well, you know, we will definitely keep your birthday in mind when we get around. Yes, we will. So I am earmarking that now. Thank you very much.
I did not like Tom.
I know. But let's talk about some stories. And this first one, this kind of happened over the holidays, of course.
Yeah.
Right. And it's about our friends LastPass again. Now, we've talked about the LastPass breach. This was several weeks ago. We all know about that. But it actually ended up getting worse, if it actually could get worse, right? LastPass had disclosed that that attackers had actually gained access to the databases, password databases. I think it was a backup, essentially, of
or maybe a developer
accounts.
Copy. Yeah.
Yeah, but that is a significant development and lots of controversy going on about that in the security community. Obviously, people are very upset. We'll link in the show notes if you want to hear all the gory details. But essentially, this means that if you were a target of one of these attackers for whatever reason, right, because they know who you are, right, they have at least enough information to identify who you are, maybe not the contents of your password vault, but they could attempt to crack your password or your passphrase for your LastPass password vault, which is a little concerning because now all it depends is how strong is the password that you made for your vault, right?
Yeah, that's it's interesting to kind of try and predict what the risks will be. You know, when we talked about, you know, the architecture of LastPass and, you know, it was pretty well done and people didn't have a lot of concerns. But all of a sudden, as soon as you realize the vault is now in an attacker's hands,
well,
you start to think about it a different way.
We have said many times, and I want to be very clear. I'm gonna embarrass myself here. I have long said and been a defender of LastPass. And as of Tuesday, Secure ID is no longer uses LastPass as its.
Ooh.
Yeah,
well, that's the news I was waiting for to see what Kevin's
our entire company is shifting, yeah. And it's a process, right? But the reason was not because they were breached. This is not they were breached. I don't trust them. I hate them. I'm done. That would be hypocritical of me. I very much do not believe we should drop businesses just because they were breached.
Right.
My issue is one. I have significant issue with how they have handled this breach.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that bothers me. And to me, that is, I don't believe that Secure ID sets any standards, but you know, when we had the problem with our training company that got popped and, you know, we tried to be I'm not even going to say as transparent as possible. We were completely transparent. This is what happened. This is what we saw. Yeah. This is what they had access to. This is what this happened to. Right. And I'll give you the perfect example. LastPass one knew pretty quickly based on what they're saying that vaults were taken. We still do not know which vaults, as in, were they all of them?
That's a good point. They never said that.
Some of them,
we assume it's all of them.
Well, you have to assume it was all of them because, right?
Yep.
They don't say. It's a completely different threat vector or risk factor if every vault was taken than if four vaults were taken, right? Second, every single thing they've talked about, they have said, well, if you followed our policy,
it will take 12 character passwords, right? Yeah.
It'll take millions of years to crack your vault. And I say, BS. It will take up to millions of years.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Crack it.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm being pedantic, but when you're talking about something as serious as this, being pedantic is important. And let's be very clear. I have often said that my master password is a sentence. It's capitalized correctly, punctuated correctly, spaced correctly, right? So right off the bat, you know enough information to try to crack my password.
Right.
You can grab a list of sentences. Now, I did not use my favorite quote from a movie or a book or something like that, right? But the sentence I used is a sentence I could imagine is in any list of quotes, not because I took it as a quote, but because it's a sentence, right?
Yeah.
So you
may or may not be related to Star Wars.
It is not related to Star Wars.
Oh,
I actually don't believe any of my passphrases are related to Star Wars. Ooh. If I think through it.
See, that would be the first thing someone would
absolutely
would think of.
Which bluntly is why I haven't used it. Right?
I like that.
I got you all wrong. I'm using Star Trek. No.
I think you hit a really good point though, Kevin, and that is it's how they handle it versus how bad it really was.
Yes.
Because I've looked at a number of, you know, ways they might have actually done better leading up to this, you know, with the number of iterations on the key derivation function, right? Used to be what, 5,000, now it's 100,000 and 100 or something like that. And they didn't force that on everybody's accounts for some reason. So they're, you know, little nitpicky things you could say that would make it harder for an attacker to track or to crack any one particular vault. But as you said, if they're not being forthcoming about, you know, the things like, well, if you followed our advice, you know, it would take a million years. That's the kind of stuff that does matter compared to the little things they might not have done.
Yeah. And on top of that, right, I also think about it from the perspective of what's the risk? Okay, let's not talk about how fast they can crack my vault. If somebody gains access to Kevin's vault and they decode it, decrypt it, right? What do you have access to? Well, right off the bat, you have access to QuickBooks because we use QuickBooks. I've said that before. You know, there's the accounting for the company. You have access to my Google account. We are very public about the fact that we use G Suite for the stuff we do. Okay, you have access to that. So for me, the risk is so much higher because of the type of data in here. So what we're doing, plain and simple, we're switching to Bitwarden. And we chose Bitwarden for a number of reasons. Talked to people that I respect greatly about encryption and stuff like that. And Bitwarden was what they recommended. And then there's other reasons. As of right now, I am completely off of LastPass. Yeah. Every single password I had in my vault, I am in the process of changing. Period.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's a lot of people don't realize that you have to change everything. And there's some things that you can't change.
Scott, I hate to say it. I'm going to argue with you in one thing. You use the word have to. I actually don't believe most people have to change every password.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah. But I'm worried about the secure notes, which are things that you might not be able to recycle, right?
No, because that has information, sensitive information on something, you know, that,
you know, what about your bank account numbers or things? Yeah.
It's just the amount of stuff. So what we've told our staff is we are requiring our staff to change all of their sensitive passwords.
Yeah.
So like their Google account.
That is the advice.
Certainly on a priority basis, right? The most sensitive stuff first.
Yep. And then we're also saying, but we're telling them, and here's the part that bothers me. We're telling them to do it after they move off of LastPass. And the reason is we have no way to verify that LastPass will actually delete the vaults they have. So if I change my password and then move off of LastPass, they still have the password vault. Right. Yeah. And
it could get breached tomorrow. Right.
Exactly. And so that's my concern is, and with them having been so not forthcoming, I don't know that we can trust them if they say they'll delete the vaults.
Yeah. The other thing I want to mention too, is that, you know, obviously, you know, high profile people that have a lot of money in cryptocurrency, human rights defenders, journalists. I mean, obviously those are going to be the main targets. So, you know, if I know everyone says, well, I'm nobody, why would somebody attack me? Right. And we've had that conversation on the show, but most likely, right, people are going to go after high value vaults.
Yes.
But Kevin, you could be one of those high value targets.
I'm not.
You own a company.
I don't think I'm very valuable.
Your company is valuable, Kevin.
and let's all joking aside, right? My concern is not that I'm a high value target. It's that my customers are high value targets.
Absolutely. And you need to protect your customers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Completely right. All right. Well, let's move on to our favorite segment, which is Aware Much.
There we go. Well, it's been a while since we talked about crypto. Let me ask, what do pigs and crypto have in common?
They like to get butchered.
They like to get butchered.
I like pork.
There we go. I'm thinking crypto going.
Crypto likes to get butchered. Well, it doesn't maybe like it, but it does get butchered. So we've got a story here that goes whole hog on how criminals are fattening up people to get them to invest and then butchering them. Right. So it all starts with, you know, those sort of innocuous little text messages or things that say, hey, how's it going? And most of the time we've taught people to ignore those things, right? Because they're probably going to lead to a gift card scam. But there are certainly much more expensive ways they could turn out if people aren't aware of this stuff. And that is the typical response to one of these, hey, how's it going things, or hey, I missed you or something, is I don't know you, or you got the wrong number or something like that. And, you know, the attacker will just sort of, you know, brush it off and say, oh yeah, sorry about that. And then just offhandedly mention something that starts up a bit of a conversation, you know, that might generate some curiosity. And from there, they drop the fact that, oh, they've made a lot of money in crypto lately. And, you know, you should probably get into it if you ever have a chance. So, you know, not too strong a push, but eventually people will say, well, tell me more about this. And what happens is they get led into malicious apps that literally portray fake profits on investments. And they are getting people to put more and more and more of their savings into these things, to the point where they've been fattened up enough and the attacker basically just takes all the money and disappears. So it's a scheme that we really need people to be aware of.
Yeah, this is something that is happening more and more. I mean, we mentioned kind of this attack vector in the past. Just I think it was just like last month we talked about new social engineering type of attacks are using these text messages of, hey, how's it going? And just like starting off the conversation.
Yep. Yep.
Just like that, just saying hi and nothing else. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of the start of these scams, which is interesting.
Yeah. And the crypto part of it is that it's, you know, it's getting people into some exciting new thing that, you know, is trending. And you can basically, once they get people to put stuff into crypto, then it's kind of more out of people's control. And then they invest in these fake apps or stock exchanges or whatever. That goes way beyond the crypto part of it, though. So, this installment of Aware Much has been brought to you by ClickArmor, which is the security awareness platform that makes awareness training more engaging, fun, and effective with phishing awareness that provides multidimensional metrics now. And I should also mention, we're starting up the cybersecurity awareness forum sessions again, which is a biweekly set of Zoom sessions that anybody can join. We have a number of security experts who just have an interest in security awareness, and we ask questions and get their answers on them. And it's a lot of fun and really valuable for people. So you can go to clickarmor.ca/CSAF for Cybersecurity Awareness Forum. Sign up and we'll let you know when the next one is. And we post all of our recorded sessions on that page as well. So look forward to seeing people there.
So our last story of the week, Okta is back in the news after hackers steal source code. Now, this isn't the first time we've had Okta in the news.
Right.
They've had
almost
a year ago,
wasn't it?
About a year ago. Yeah. Another breach, not through source code, but I believe it was through another attack vector. But this obviously, so for those of you that don't know who Okta is probably one of the largest authentication organizations that's out there that provides enterprise level authentication. So say you want to authenticate your employees to a number of applications. Okta is one of those companies that allows you to do that. And they obviously are a huge target because they work with major corporations all across the world. And
the entry key to any organization in this
case. Yes. And so, you know, we've mentioned this before on the show that it is a bit concerning when attackers gain access to source code for a product or an application, because now you potentially can see, like we say, how the sausage is made, so to speak, and can find vulnerabilities or use that code against the organization in the future or its customers, right? So that's another one.
Yeah.
And it gets back to like securing GitHub repositories, which is a big issue still. So, Kevin, what do you think? Because this is a source code thing and
I don't care.
No, you don't care. All right. Great.
No, that's not.
Thanks,
true.
Everyone. Kevin doesn't care.
Kevin doesn't care. It doesn't matter. Here's the thing. I've talked to a lot of people about this. I've listened to a whole bunch of people talk about how dangerous to say, oh my God, they'll find vulnerabilities and then they'll attack people and this is awful and horrible. And you know what? That's absolutely possible. But for Okta, this is bad. Reputationally, yes. Hello, Kevin's opinion of reputational harm. Reputationally, this is bad. Okay. Okta also has a higher risk now of trade secrets being abused.
Yes.
Right? That's bad for Okta. For their customers, I don't know that this is that big a deal. Other than the idea that, you know, their vendor is been breached and there's that badness. The idea that the attacker is just going to find vulnerabilities that Okta doesn't know about. Yes, that's feasible and likely, bluntly. But now the question becomes, how serious is that vulnerability? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the bigger concern that I'm not hearing a lot of people talk about is, where's the proof the attacker is not still there?
That's a really good question.
Like, their source code being public. Look, Microsoft's source code has been public for years. We actually have websites that have cataloged how many times developers cursed in comments in the Windows source code. Right? Like, it's that publicly available. You're still running Windows, right? I am.
Yep.
What I'd like to see, and I'm not saying they haven't done this, I haven't seen it. I would like Okta to come out and talk about how they have definitely, they believe that they have definitely egressed the attacker from their network, for the lack of a more fun phrase. And two, I'd like them to publicly talk about how they have increased their effort to assess the source code, because now we're in a race condition, right?
Yep.
And I'm not talking about a vulnerability race condition. I'm talking a literal race. The attacker is going to be looking at that source code to see if they find vulnerabilities. I want Okta to talk about how they've stepped up to beat them.
Yeah.
And I'll also go back to, if Okta says this, I'd be impressed and proud of them. What I'd love to see them say is, you know, what we decided is that the best encryption in the world is one where everything about it is known. And while we're not an encryption solution, we've decided to model after that.
Nice.
Right? Okta came out and said, you know what? We're not concerned about an attacker having our source code because, damn it, our source code is so good, there's nothing they can find. Not nothing, because we don't want...
Nobody's going to say that, though, Kevin. You know that.
But you see what I mean? Like, if Okta came out and said, look, we're not worried about this because mm-hmm. we've done this and this and this, and we're also going to do this and this and this and this, I'd be happy about that. But honestly, for the vast majority of customers... The source code disclosure is not the big story.
Yeah.
The big story is the breach.
Yeah. It's interesting how this story ties back into LastPass, right?
Yes.
In terms of disclosure and how you disclose and how you go public with these things, because I just see this trend of there's not many companies that do it right.
Yeah. And I think based on what Kevin said too, it's almost a best practice that we should be pushing on major suppliers, major vendors to say, how in your incident response plan, how are you going to recover your reputation? You know, how are you going to convince people that things are back to normal?
Yeah. Well, and honestly, that's the big, in my opinion, that's the big thing, right? Yeah. Is how do you prove to me that this is good?
Right. And it won't happen again.
Because that's what I want. That's what I want to know. I want to know what you're doing, what you're having, and just plain and simple. That, and we're not seeing that from these companies, and that's the part I don't understand why. I mean, I don't, you know, and I do get the legalities. We're a public company and shareholder value and blah 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 blah, right? But they're getting talked about anyways. Let's talk about them in a good way.
Yeah, it is actually important to realize that when LastPass started out, you know, it was a startup that had really good intentions and good philosophical principles and security principles. And then they were purchased. And there was a lot of discussion at the time they were purchased as to whether or not, you know, those principles would be followed.
All right. Well, good stuff. Good topics this week. Great way to start the new year. Breaches.
Happy New Year.
Yay, job security
as well.
That's right. Yes. So I think that's all we have time for this week. But thank you both, as always. Really looking forward to 2023. It's going to be a good year, yeah. Right? All of our predictions are going to come true that we talked about in our last episode of the year. Only the good ones.
It's fun, right? That, you know, we didn't really get caught out on the LastPass thing. We didn't predict LastPass was going to have a major security issue, but that was in 2022. So yeah. That doesn't count.
Yeah. Well, we do predict more data breaches. So yes. That one is going to come true. I guarantee it.
True.
All right. Well, thank you again, gentlemen, and thank all of you for listening. We will talk to you all again next week. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, subscribe on your favorite podcast listening app, or leave us a rating and review. To catch all the latest from the show, visit our website, sharedsecurity.net, for all show notes and previous episodes. Follow us on Twitter at SharedSec and join our Reddit community on the Shared Security Show subreddit. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week for another episode of the Shared Security Show.